Chapter 1. There was nothing wrong with casual sex. Hell, Dexter loved that shit. But having it with her best friend had turned out to be a serious miscalculation, even if it had been the most mind-blowing sex of her life. For some reason, Master Grant, he of the pretty red hair and intense green eyes, had been pissy with her ever since. One would think a guy would just be happy to get his dick wet and move on, right? But no, not Grant. Apparently, nasty, hardcore Neanderthal sex was a reason to be distant and snappish for almost a year. Dex watched her former BFF out of the corner of her eye as he tested out his new green and black dragon tail whip on Rosie. He'd taken off his shirt, God bless him. Half naked, the man was always a treat. Completely naked, the man had been a wet fucking dream. Not only was he hung, he had a sinfully sexy ass. Not that he liked submissives biting it. She'd found that out the hard way. The flex and slide of his lithely muscled back above the low-slung jeans always made her want to sneak up behind him and take a lick. Too bad he'd take it the wrong way. It was as though he'd forgotten how to be playful with her ever since they'd slept together. The teasing sparkle in his eyes was gone, leaving a hard intensity when it came to her. Rosie wailed, and Dex winced in sympathy, even as she admired Grant's form. She had to admit he knew his way around instruments of torture. His long red hair was starting to escape the braid she'd put it in earlier, and tendrils curled against the sweat on his neck. She'd almost fainted when he'd asked her to braid it tonight. Back in the day, she'd played with his hair all the time. Now he'd gotten so twitchy about her touching him that she rarely had the opportunity to run her fingers through the silky mane. Hell, he only had long hair because of her. She should have visitation rights or something. Rosie swore and whined and twisted under Grant's attentions, and one last precision shot had her howling her safe word. "Quit leering at other men. You're making me jealous," Tarka complained. The charming Australian sidled up to Dex, slipping a familiar arm around her shoulders. His dark eyes twinkled with mischief and he grinned at her, his teeth flashing against his dark skin.
"You, jealous, Tuck? Seriously? Weren't you just making out with Echo?" she asked, still surprised. They hadn't seemed interested in each other before tonight.
"I only made out with her a little." He arched a brow. "I can't be blamed. Her gum smelled good, and she was willing to share."
"Such a slut," he chuckled.
"You're blaming poor Echo for not being able to resist me?"
"You're the slut, Master Tarka, not poor innocent Echo."
"Sluts shouldn't slut shame, little pixie."
He tapped her nose, and she caught a whiff of something fruity on his breath. She gasped in mock outrage and shook her head. "You stole Echo's gum."
"Want a taste, pretty girl?"
His mouth curved seductively and he lowered his head, offering his mouth to her for a kiss. She kissed his cheek instead, appreciating his clean, masculine scent, but not about to make out with Tuck if Echo might have her eye on him tonight.
"I draw the line at double-chewed gum."
I don't remember that from your list of hard limits."
"Haven't memorized, do you?"
"You're special to me."
"Every woman is special to you."
"You're not wrong."
Tarka squeezed her shoulder in a one-armed hug.
"Hey, I know you're still all cone of silence about what happened between you and baby boy Ellis, but you should do your best to try to fix it if you can. You two are more fun to hang out with when you're friends. And yes, I've just made this about me."
"You think I haven't tried everything to fix it?"
She shrugged.
"I guess some things just can't be undone."
She sipped at her soda, using it as a cover to watch Grant stalking the room. Sadly, he'd put a shirt on. Hurting Rosie had turned him on, Dex could tell even from this distance, but the girl had gone back to her boyfriend. Rosie wasn't the one he was hunting for. Dex hoped he wasn't looking for her. She also really hoped he was. She could almost hear the hum of sexual tension vibrating through his body, and her own